With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, June 27th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
However, the inspector has reported that low compliance has persisted across several fundamental regulations.
Mental Health Commission issues 31 enforcement actions to protect patients, and Trump doubles down on Iran's success. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Mental Health Commission took 31 enforcement actions against 20 approved centres last year. The annual report of the independent statutory body also found there was a decrease of 18.5% in the number of reported cases of physical restraint and close to a 17% drop in the number of seclusions compared to the previous year. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
The report highlights that overcapacity is down from 46 instances in 2023, dropping to 7 last year. There were 5 child admissions to 5 adult units. This compares to 14 admissions to 11 adult units in 2022. However, the inspector has reported that low compliance has persisted across several fundamental regulations, such as individualised care planning, risk management, staffing and premises. In 2024, the number of non-compliances rated as high and critical increased on previous years, indicating concerning attitudes to compliance in a relatively small number of HSE services. Welcoming the publication of the report, Minister Mary Butler said it was encouraging to see the number of children admitted to adult units fell to its lowest level on record.
The White House has doubled down on the success of its airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. The US Defense Secretary has criticized the media and insisted the strikes were devastating, despite the Iranian Supreme Leader accusing Donald Trump of exaggerating the damage at nuclear sites. White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt says the intelligence information is clear.
I can assure you what the CIA director said, that when we look at the entirety of the intelligence that we have to this date, it concludes that these strikes on the Iranian nuclear facilities were absolutely successful. It was a total obliteration, as the president said.
A paid leave scheme for public health workers with long COVID is being extended. Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill is welcoming a recommendation from the Labour Court. There are around 159 employees currently on the special scheme, which was due to end on June 30th. However, the Labour Court has now recommended a final extension to run up to the end of the year. Home mortgage approvals hit a record €14.1 billion in the 12 months to May. Figures from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland show mortgage approval volumes increased by 10.5% in May compared to the same time last year, while values rose by just under 18%. The number of homeowners seeking to remortgage or switch mortgage rose by 67%. Chief Executive of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, Brian Hayes, says the record number of approvals is being driven by demand.
There's a lot of people chasing fewer houses, and what is really critical here is to try to improve the supply of new houses to the market, both for first-time buyers but also for mover purchases. The banks are doing their bit in terms of getting new mortgage lending approvals out to the market.
Members of the European Parliament will protest in Budapest tomorrow over the city's ban on Pride. Hungary's Pride Parade, which was due to celebrate its 30th anniversary tomorrow, is banned under new legislation prohibiting events showcasing homosexuality. Fianna Fáil MEP for Ireland South, Cynthia Ní Mhiarracú, says the decision goes against the values of the European Union.
This isn't Russia. This is the EU, where we believe in diversity and equality. So I am looking forward to marching in the Pride Parade in Budapest on the 28th of June, Saturday. And we are going to send a clear message to Mr. Orban that the EU doesn't tolerate his attempts to intimidate this important community, the LGBTQI community in Hungary.
More protests are expected in Venice later against the three-day star-studded wedding of billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Campaign groups claim he's taken over the Italian city, leading to road closures. They're also worried about the environmental impact of extra private yachts. Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey and Mick Jagger are among the 200 guests who'll be attending. Deputy Mayor of Venice, Simone Venturini, is defending the event.
This is not related with mass tourism. It's a private event that produces a lot of income for a lot of people involved, artisans, craftsmen, hairstylists, flowerists, not only hotel and restaurant. The economy behind the events is very, very important.
In business news, shares in Nvidia have hit a record high, overtaking Microsoft as the world's most valuable company. The chip-making manufacturer has experienced explosive growth in the past decade and says artificial intelligence is a multi-trillion dollar opportunity. Nvidia had a rocky start to the year. Back in January, hundreds of billions of euro was wiped off its value on a single day after a Chinese rival launched a cheaper AI app. In entertainment news, police are investigating a reported burglary at Brad Pitt's home in LA. It's understood thieves ransacked the mansion on Wednesday evening. Detectives say the actor wasn't in at the time and the value of what was taken is yet to be revealed. Police are reportedly looking for three suspects. Several celebrities have fallen victim to high-end burglaries across California in recent years. And in sport, in soccer, Irish footballing legend John Giles is to retire from punditry. The 84-year-old is arguably the most influential man in the history of Irish football, with a career spanning almost 70 years. He's announced he's stepping back from his show on Off the Ball after 23 years. Off the Ball's Richie McCormack says John's influence on football is far-reaching.
For as long as I've been watching football, like, and, you know, that goes back an awful long time now, he's been there. And that quote about him shaping the way football is talked about in this country, it is like it's 100% true.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.